From out of the West comes Red Rider, America's famous fighting cowboy.
Prod that pony, little beaver. There's queer goings on up country. Let's hit the trail and find out.
You betcha, Red Rider. Get along. Get him up. Get.
All right, Thunder. Hit that trail. Come on, Thunder.
The Adventures of Red Rider. The strange, mysterious human telegraph of the range, word has come to Red Rider that somewhere up around the Pecos Valley cattle country, queer things have been happening. The terror is striking at the hearts of the ranchers as violence brings bloodshed and even death. And now on his faithful horse Thunder, Red is riding across the range with his little companion, Little Beaver. Suddenly, the cowboy becomes alert.
Little Beaver.
What for are you stopping?
That cloud of dust off there. It's moving too fast for a drive. Those cattle are stampeding.
Stampede? That's bad.
It spells trouble for somebody. Come on, Little Beaver. Maybe we can be of some help. Speed, Thunder, speed. All you can give, boy. Look at those critters come, Little Beaver. Must be 500 head and all scared plumb loco. And great guns, they're heading straight for that deep gorge off to the left of us. If we can't head them off, they'll all break their full necks.
We can't stop and stampede, Red Rider.
Maybe we can turn them, Little Beaver. That is, maybe I can turn them. I'm not letting you ride in front of their tornado. They're almost on top of us. Get in there, Thunder. Turn those cattle. Stretch them, Thunder Boy. Turn to the right, you crazy galoot. Can't you see you're heading for cow heaven? Guess I'll have to shoot to scare off the lead cows. Hit it, Thunder! Get over there! Turn over there, you critters! There they go. And the others are turning. They're swinging to the right. Oh, we did it, Thunder. We did it.
That's very good, Red Rider.
Why, you doggone little rascal, you. I thought I told you to drop behind. Ho, Thunder, ho, boy. Now, how come you didn't obey my orders?
We think of maybe you got killed, Red Rider.
You couldn't have stopped it.
We tell him Red Rider. Where he go him, me go him.
Thanks, but just the same, you shouldn't have done it.
You haven't much room to talk, cowboy. That was about as foolhardy a thing as I've ever seen done.
Gosh, ma'am, you gave me a start. I didn't even hear you ride up.
Oh, I'm not over it yet. Why, when I saw you race out in front of those low-coat animals, I wouldn't have given a plug nickel for your chances.
Well, I couldn't see a fine herd like that break their crazy necks without trying to stop them. I'd call them sweet-looking cattle, ma'am.
The best in this country.
Say, what's the matter with the chump who owns this outfit? There wasn't a single cowhand trying to stop that stampede. Doesn't he know that cattle like those don't grow on sagebrush? Or has he too much dinero to care?
You're looking at the chump who owns them.
You, ma'am? Well, gee. Well, excuse me for talking that way about you.
It's quite all right. Mr.
My name's Ryder, ma'am.
Not Red Ryder.
That's right.
Oh, my name is Ruth Rankin.
Glad to know you, ma'am. My sidekick here is Little Beaver.
How are you, Little Beaver?
Me, Skookum.
That means in Indian language, plenty good. You know, I reckon I owe you an apology for those cracks I made. You know, I'm always picking the wrong time to sort of talk out of turn.
Oh, forget it. I owe you thanks for saving my cattle.
Well, I'm sorry I had to do so much shooting, but it was the only way I could stop them, ma'am. Where in tarnation are all your hands? It don't look to me like they were on the job.
My hands have all quit me, Mr. Ryder. I've only my foreman left, and he's out fixing fences.
The hands quit you with the spring drive coming up? What kind of hombres did you have on this spread?
They quit me because they're afraid.
Afraid of what?
It's just something rather mysterious to scare us all out of our wits. Six times it's struck, and six times it's caused me to lose one of my best hands.
But who's behind it?
That's just it. I don't know. I've no idea. Everything that's happened so far seems to be accidental.
Accidental?
Well, two of my boys riding the line fences at night were wounded by their own guns. One was badly burned in his sleep when a mysterious fire destroyed a line camp. Another was killed when an overhanging ledge of rock crumbled as he rode beneath it. Two were poisoned drinking water from a spring. And the last was accidentally shot by my foreman when he mistook him for a prowler.
How long has all this been going on, Miss Rankin?
Well, it began about a month ago. The last accident occurred on Monday of this week. The next day, the rest of my hands pulled out.
Well, what do you know?
And other strange things have happened, too. Things for which there just seemed to be no explanation.
Like which?
Well, like that stampede, for instance. What frightened those cattle? Cows don't go on a rampage like that without some reason.
Been any shooting or cattle killed here today? You know, sometimes the smell of freshly slaughtered beef fills them with fear.
We haven't butchered here for 2 weeks.
Well, say, it looks to me like you need some help around here.
Oh, if you only knew how much I need it.
Well, if you're not too fussy, ma'am, you've got yourself a couple of hands right now. How about it, little Viva?
This place bad medicine, Red Rider. But if you stay in here, me stay in here, too.
Then it's all settled.
Oh, this is almost too good to be true. Come on up to the ranch house with me. I'll make you acquainted with the layout. That's my foreman coming in now.
What did you tell me his name was?
I don't believe I told you. However, it's Bagley. Bert Bagley.
Bagley. Bagley. Oh, yeah, Bagley. Used to be Strovos on Ace Hanlon spreads.
I don't know anything about that, but I do know he's a very capable man. Bert's been a big help to me through all this trouble.
He must have changed a lot since I knew about him.
What do you mean by that, Red Rider?
Oh, nothing. Just talking out of turn again, I guess.
Well, you meant something.
If he's your friend, he's all right with me.
Oh, here. Hey, that was a slick piece of work, stranger. I seen it from the top of Bald Hill. That horse of yours is something.
Why didn't you try to stop them, Bert?
Well, I was busy fixing fence, Miss Ruth. I didn't notice what they was up to until it was too late to reach him. When I seen him making for that bluff, I thought the whole herd was goners.
And they would have been, but for the quick thinking and courage of Red Rider here.
Did you say Red Rider?
That's right.
And incidentally, Bert, Red Rider is signed on. He's working for the Crossbar H.
Well, that's fine.
Shake hands with my foreman, Bert Bagley, Mr. Rider.
How are you, Bert?
Well, we're mighty glad to have you with us, Red.
Thanks.
I suppose Miss Ruth told you about the trouble we've been having.
She told me there's a hoodoo on the place, if that's what you mean.
It's worse than a hoodoo, Rider. There's something evil at work here.
I don't go in much for superstition myself. I've found that when there's something evil around, it's usually found inside a human being.
Well, if you two will excuse me, I'll go in and get supper started. Hoodoo or no hoodoo, we've got to eat.
Listen, Red. I don't want to worry you none, but you're making a mistake in signing on here.
Am I?
Don't mean nothing but trouble for a man. I know. I've been through it. Now, if it's just work you're looking for, there's a big ranch you're joining this one.
I'm much obliged, Bert, but I'm staying on here.
You're liable to be sorry, Ryder. Liable to be mighty sorry. Pass the sugar, please.
Here you are, Bert.
More coffee, Mr. Rand?
I've had plenty, thanks. Say, who owns the adjoining property, Miss Rankin?
Well, with the exception of the land that adjoins our west line, it all belongs to T.H. Campbell.
A good neighbor?
Oh, yes, we can count on Mr. Campbell. I'm positive of that.
Good. You know, I'd like to know where little Beaver vamoosed to. It ain't like him to skin out without saying something.
Perhaps he's woman-shy.
My guess is that he's looking the ground over around here. You know, that little engine can read signs like a veteran tracker.
What's the matter, Bert?
I just remembered I forgot to throw some feed to them calves. I better do that right now.
Your foreman doesn't stick very close to the truth, does he?
What do you mean, Red?
He already fed those calves. I saw him myself.
You don't like Bert, do you?
No. He's too shifty-eyed to suit me.
That's just your imagination. Bert's all right. I'm sure of it.
And I'm just as sure that he knows a whole lot more about what's going on around here than he lets on. Now, if you'll excuse me, Miss Ruth, I'm going to hunt up Little Beaver. With what's been happening on this ranch, we can't be too careful.
Red!
Those were rifle shots. If anybody's hurt Little Beaver, they're going to have me to reckon with.
Oh, wait, Red. I'm going with you.
Little Beaver. Little Beaver.
Oh, if anything's happened to him, I'll never forgive myself, Red.
It's not your fault, Miss Ruth. I went into this thing with my eyes open. If anyone's to blame, it's me. Little Beaver.
After tonight, I'm going to give up, Red. It's no use. I can't go through any more of this. Mr. Campbell offered to take the place off my hands if I decide to sell.
Oh, so Campbell wants to buy this place.
Well, he doesn't want it particularly, but he'll take it as a favor to me.
That's very white of him. Easy, Thunder, easy. What's wrong with you, boy? He acts like there's something on the wind.
Oh, more shots.
Pistol shots that time. Came from ahead of this gulch somewhere. Come on, let's get up there. Oh. Easy, Thunder. Oh,
my horse is jumpy, too. There's something on the wind, all right.
Funny, I can't pick it up. Wait, I've got it now. Somebody's been butchering beef. You can't fool me there. I've been around too much of it.
Then that's what riled up my herd.
Sure. Little Beaver has got a nose like a bloodhound. I'll bet he picked up the scent, too, and has been following it.
And perhaps he found what he was looking for and fired that shot to attract our attention.
I wish that was it.
Well, doesn't it sound logical?
It would be logical, except that Little Beaver has no gun.
Oh.
More shots. You'd better stay back here in the timber, Miss Rankin. We're pretty apt to run into a mess of trouble up at the head of this gulch.
If we do, I'm going to be in it, too.
Doggone it, Thunder. I was afraid you'd do that.
That you, Red Rider?
Little Beaver, where are you?
Me near him by line fence.
Are you all right?
Me all right.
Oh, thank goodness.
Who fired those shots a while ago?
Last time me fire them. Me want him to get help.
Help?
Your foreman. Him shot Miss Rankin.
Good heavens, where is he?
Him here.
Uh-oh. We'll have to get him out of here in a hurry. Is he shot bad, Little Beaver?
Shot in foot.
How did it happen, Bert?
No, it was an accident, eh? I was climbing through the fence and my gun fell out of the holster.
What were you doing up here, Bert? And why were you climbing through the line fence? You told Miss Rankin you were going to feed the calves.
Yeah, well, as I was going to the barn, I happened to look up this way and I seen a rider silhouetted against the sky. And noted it was someone who didn't belong here, so I come up to run him off.
I think maybe Mr. Bert seeing me bulletsing over Little Beaver's head.
That explains the rifle shot, Miss Rankin.
I didn't know it was the engine, kid, so help me, I didn't.
What happened next?
Well, when I got up here, there was no one in sight, but I could tell steers had been killed. Somebody'd been a butcher in cattle, and I aimed to find out who and if it was ourn.
Go on.
I got to looking around, and I spotted a pile of fresh hides on Campbell's side of the fence. And I climbed through to check the brands, and on the way back, I... Oh.
We can't do anything for that foot up here in the dark.
No.
Think you can ride a horse, Bagley?
No, if I can keep that foot out of the stirrup, I think I can make it. My horse is in that clump of brush yonder.
I know, we found it. All right, get his horse a little deeper and bring it here. Between us, I think we can ease him up into the saddle.
Looks like you were wrong, Red Rider.
Wrong?
You know about what you said at the table tonight?
Maybe I'm loco, Miss Rankin, but I'm going to find out what's going on around here.
We return to the adventures of Red Rider in just a moment. Return to Red Rider. It is the next evening. Miss Rankin and Red Rider are seated on the ranch house steps, quietly talking. Little Beaver is seated near them, staring intently at a graying sky.
This accident to Bert is the last straw, Red Rider. I can't go on fighting this thing. It's just too nerve-wracking.
I know how you feel, Miss Rankin. All these accidents don't make sense. But I'll bet a month's wages that when we do find the answer, it's going to be so simple, we'll wonder why we didn't tumble right away.
If there were enemies I knew trying to drive me from my ranch, I'd know exactly what to do. I'd know how to fight a thing like that. Oh, but this, it almost seems as though some hideous supernatural force were at work here. I'm actually frightened, Red Rider.
And I've a hunch that's the purpose behind all this. Someone is trying to scare you off the place.
But why?
They want it for themselves.
Oh, that's absurd, Red. But assuming there was someone who wanted the ranch, how could he contrive to have Bert Bagley accidentally shoot himself while climbing through a fence?
He couldn't. But suppose Bert didn't shoot himself accidentally. And suppose Campbell is only pretending to be your friend.
You think that's the case?
I just know that there were several things in connection with yesterday's events that have caused me to do some mighty tall thinking. Looks like you've got yourself some company, Miss Ruth.
Well, that's odd. Who'd be coming by at this hour?
Well, since you're having a caller, I expect that Little Beaver and I'd better vamoose.
Oh, no, don't go, please.
Okay.
Why, it's Mr. Campbell. Hello there.
Good evening, Miss Rankin. I hope you forgive me bothering you at this late hour.
You're always welcome here.
Thank you. I just learned tonight that the carelessness of some of my hands caused your cattle to stampede yesterday. I was so upset about it, I had to come right over. I just can't understand them boys doing a trick like that.
Well, they just didn't think, Mr. Campbell.
But they're supposed to think. Why, it might have cost you your entire herd, Miss Rankin.
But it didn't, so you mustn't feel too badly about it.
But I do. And now I've made up my mind it's high time you got off this ranch, Miss Rankin. Got so it ain't safe. Something might happen to you next.
Well, yes, I suppose so.
I told you I'd take the place off your hands, and now I'm prepared to do it. I'll go into town and arrange about the deed at the bank tomorrow morning, if that's agreeable.
Yes, I suppose it's best.
You're a very brave young woman to stay as long as you have. Don't know how you've managed to keep up your courage through all this.
She just doesn't scare very easy.
Oh, I beg your pardon. I didn't notice there was someone with you, Miss Rankin. It's so dark tonight.
I'd like to make you acquainted with Red Rider. This is Mr. Campbell, my neighbor, Red.
Red Rider. Well, this is an unexpected pleasure. Very proud to know you, Ryder.
Glad to know you.
I've heard a great deal of your exploits over in the Painted Valley country.
See how your fame has traveled, Red?
Are you acquainted in Painted Valley, Mr. Campbell?
Just slightly, Mr. Ryder. Just very, very slightly.
Happen to know Ace Hanlon?
Hanlon?
Yeah.
You can't say that I do.
Heavens, Mr. Campbell, what is it? Are you ill?
Oh, it's this heart of mine. It's acting up. The doctors have warned me time and again, but it's mighty hard for a man who's been riding broncs all his life to settle down in a rocking chair.
You certainly look husky enough.
That's what makes it so difficult to bear. I've always been such an active person.
Oh, Red, you'd better ride back with Mr. Campbell. He might become ill on the way, and, oh, that would be awful out on that trail alone at night.
Why, sure.
Tell you the truth, I shall feel much better if he does.
I'll throw a saddle on Thunder and be ready in a jiffy.
Me go on too.
No, Little Beaver, I want you to stay here and look after Miss Rankin. With Bert laid up in the bunkhouse, she'll be practically alone.
Yes. Yes, I heard about that unfortunate occurrence. Too bad. Too bad. Now that you have Red Rider on the place, Miss Rankin, I'm sure your troubles will soon be over. I'm home safely, Ryder. Thanks to you. Go right in, my boy.
I'd better get along back.
Nonsense, you can come in long enough to get warmed up a little.
Well, all right, but only for a minute.
Do you have a match, Ryder?
Match? Yes, I've got a match.
I wonder if you'd be so kind as to light the lamp for me. I still feel a bit shaky.
Why, sure.
It's on that big table in the center of the room.
I found it. Now, just a second.
That took you by surprise, huh, Ryder? But don't worry, my boy. Your troubles will soon be over, too. So, Mr. Ryder, when your body is found at the bottom of the cliff, it will appear as though you'd lost your way in the storm and plunged to your death when your horse missed his footing. Just another accident to add to the mystery of the hoodooed ranch.
Is that the way you managed all of them?
Only the method varied. Hold on. Don't move out of that chair, Ryder. You'd force me to shoot you with your own gun. I don't care to do that. It lacks originality.
If you're going to kill me, why don't you do it and get it over with? There isn't much point in my sitting here listening to you crow over your cleverness.
But it was pretty clever, don't you think so, Ryder?
Very clever. If your man Bert Bagley hadn't bungled on his part, I might never have figured it out.
That was careless of him.
Just shows you how the little things will trip a man up.
Yes, and Bagley paid for his forgetfulness. Next time it won't be in the foot. Now, who the devil... Here you are, Ryder. And no tricks, or I'll let you have it. Who's there? Who's out there, I say?
Me, Little Beaver. Want to see a Mad Rider?
Why, sure. Sure, sure. You can see him. I'll let you ride in.
You'll never harm that kid, Kemp.
Oh. Mad Rider!
Come on, Little Beaver. Those fire tongs did the trick. He's out colder than a mackerel.
Come quick, Red Rider. Men come take him lady away. She plenty afraid.
Someone took Miss Rankin away.
Me think I'm going to make lady plenty dead.
Then we've got to get going, Little Beaver. I'll tie this coyote up so he can't get away. Then we'll hit the trail. Can you make out their tracks, Little Beaver?
No, Red Rider. No tracks.
Try, son. You've got to try.
You hold them lantern close to ground. Oh, that good now.
It looks pretty hopeless to me.
No. Right here, soft ground. See tracks? Not smooth like them other places. Horses walk here maybe hour ago.
Then we must be on their trail. Hurry, Little Beaver, hurry. Look, just ahead there. Pinpoint of light. See it?
Me see him. Think it may be line camp.
Anyway, it's a cabin with a light inside. Whoever's in there hung a blanket or something on the window. That spot of light is shining through a hole in it. I'll put out the lantern and we'll slip up there quietly. I've got a hunch the people we're looking for are in that shack.
What we doing, Red Rider?
Well, when you're trying to rot out a mess of pests, you usually smoke them out. That's what we'll do.
Savvy.
There must be some burlap sacks around the shack. We'll search them out. Douse them with coal oil from this lantern. Stick the whole thing under the cabin. Then I'll get them one at a time when they come out. Let's get busy.
Well, what's the matter with you rats? You turned yellow or something? It wasn't so old fired squeamish when we wiped out the rest of them.
Yeah, but look, Cash, killing men is one thing, killing women is something else again. And I tell you, I ain't having any part of it.
Oh, yes, you are. You're obeying orders. If you don't, it's going to be just too bad for you, Leary.
I agree with Leary, Cash. I don't hanker for this job, none.
And the same goes for you, too, Slim. We'll both do as you're told.
This Rankin girl ain't never done nothing to us. Or to Campbell, for that matter.
Well, who said she had? She's in the way, that's all. You think Campbell wants to pay full price for that ranch when he can get it dirt cheap at a sheriff's sale?
Well, what's the plan, Cash? If we, I smell smoke.
That's just one it. Yeah. I smell it, too.
It's pouring up through the floor. The cabin's on fire.
Come on, get out of here, quick.
Wait, what about the girl?
Leave her in there. A good way there's any in it. Now, come on, both of you.
We're coming. Cash.
You sheep-killing coyote.
Hey, you!
Cash, what'd you say?
No, for the next one.
Thought I heard you call.
You're next. Oh. Little Beaver, get in the shack and get Miss Ruth. She must be tied up in there.
Me get her.
Cash.
Smoke.
Slim, where'd you go?
And you're number three.
Red Rider, what are you doing here?
Give you three guesses. I reckon that does it. Now, don't move, any of you, or you'll be creased up with hot lead.
Hey, what? What hit me? What happened?
Stay right where you are.
Got a Miss Ruth, Red Rider. She tied up.
I thought so. Are you all right, Miss Ruth?
Yes, I'm all right, Red. And now that I know what I'm fighting, I'm not afraid anymore.
That's the talk. And believe me, I got enough on Campbell and his outfit to send them all to the Hooskow.
Hooskow? What is that, Red Rider?
That's the jail, Little Beaver.
Here, Thunder.
Oh, me know him.
That place where send them bad boys.
Come on, Miss Ruth. I'll take you with me on Thunder. Little Beaver, you follow on Papoose. We'll get Campbell and then come back for the rest. All right, Thunder. Hit that trail. Come on, Thunder! Now that Red Rider has saved Ruth Rankin from losing her Pecos Valley cattle ranch, Red Rider and Little Beaver are off to more new and thrilling adventures. When next we meet them, they'll be heading down along the Pecos River toward Dobie Town, a place where hard-riding, two-fisted men are never too anxious to meet strangers.